Thank you, Carol. And thank you, Julia, not just for today or for what you are doing in the future across the globe, but also for the collaborative, consensus-seeking, forward-thinking leadership of Australia. For the NDIS, for Gonski, and a better education for all, for the senior learning unit at my children's primary school, and the many other wonderful Building Education Revolution buildings that populate our nation, and for ensuring women were always equal partners in leadership. Now, I'm not Joan Kerner, and I am standing in her shoes, and as you know, they are big shoes to fill. Well, actually, they're quite small. I called Joan and said, "Joan, what size are your shoes?" She said, "Tanya, I don't know." Because worrying about your shoes is not something Joan would worry about. But I can assure you they are size 7. And I know nothing would have given Joan more pleasure today than to know that an oration that is named in her honour has been given by you, Julia, a woman she mentored and supported to lead. You and Joan share many similarities in your leadership story. The state school girls made good, the passion for a fair education that drove you both to be at the top of your game, the commitment to community and to women. There's a new documentary out at the moment marking women's political organising, and it's called "She's Beautiful When She's Angry." I'm sure when you were giving the misogyny speech that you didn't realise how beautiful or how angry we would find you. And in that documentary, there's a fabulous feminist who says, "You never retire from women's issues." I'm sure that when you were giving that speech that you didn't realise that it would never allow you to retire from women's issues or from social justice campaigning. Women leaders transform in retirement. They never give up on women's issues and they never give up on social justice. When Eleanor Roosevelt was occupying the role of First Lady, I'm sure that she thought that it was the apex of success to be standing beside her husband. But then the United Nations Human Rights Commission came calling and she was transformed. The same thing has happened for Hillary Clinton. Leaders of Ireland, Mary Robinson, and of New Zealand, Helen Clark, become something more after they have performed that lonely place at the top of that woman of altitude that Judy Horacek draws such a beautiful cartoon of, that lonely position at the top. We are now watching you transform, a powerful transformation, as you take the good ideas that you started in Australia to the rest of the world. You know, this week there is an enormous amount of Julia nostalgia. A lot of people wish you were back, baby. And that a lot of that has to do with a diabolical budget. You tried to warn people. Well, the blue ties and the blue bloods are back running this nation. And I can tell you that they're doing that for vested interests. Vested interests that you knew well, that we know well. This is a budget of degradation for social justice and inclusion. It is a budget that hurts the poor, that hurts women, that hurts everyone who is unable to defend themselves. Social justice is the antidote to conservative entitlement. At Emily's List, which is a space where we talk a lot about affirmative action, we are used to attacks from Abbott and Hockey and Bolt and Jones and Albrechtson and Devine about the initiatives that give women a leg up. You know, affirmative action initiatives that are based around financial positive discrimination, personal positive discrimination, political positive discrimination. We are constantly told this isn't merit. This isn't meritorious success. Well, there is nothing less meritorious than nepotism. There is nothing less meritorious than reward that is determined only by your wealth. There is nothing less meritorious than hereditary patronage and the boys' club prestige. Social justice is the antidote to that kind of entitlement. Hockey uses weasel words when he portrays welfare as anything else than our human conscience at work trying to promote wellness and fairness for all. It's our job at conferences like this to build a lasting consensus and alliances which can defend social justice, welfare and inclusion from rollback. There's no one else behind us, it's us. Joan Kerner and Julia Gillard provide a vision of a different style of leadership that's collaborative, consultative and compassionate, and one that is aimed at building people up, not tearing them down. We all have to walk in their shoes, no matter how big or small our feet are. Thank you.